And so tonight, the word of faith which I teach is entitled, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You. What you don't know can hurt you. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. What you don't know can hurt you. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. What you don't know can hurt you. I want to begin by just saying this, that at the end of our weekly men's Bible study here at Freedom Hillside, we call it the MOB, M-O-B, Men of the Bible. I set aside a few minutes for what I call takeaway. I go around the table and I give each man a chance to share with the rest of us what he is taking away from the Bible lesson taught. That's important to me as the pastor, as the chief instructor. I prepare fresh weekly lessons. I lead the discussions of those lessons. And so I want to have an assurance that those who are listening to me are getting something out of it. So we have that little exercise called takeaway. And that's the advantage of a smaller setting over a larger setting, like a Sunday morning worship. In a small group setting, you can pause, explain, amplify. Our Lord is concerned about the takeaway. What are we getting out of what's being taught? What can you take into your daily life? What's going back to the house with you? So there's a sense in which Peter is concerned about the takeaway. It's the first century, 33 AD to 99 AD. The church movement is just getting started. The church is expanding outside of Jerusalem, Judea, and as the Lord spoke, it's going into the utmost parts of the world. The church movement is fruitful, and the Holy Ghost is spreading truth, truth that is new to the ears of a non-Jewish world and to some of the old vanguard who are Jews. So in this third chapter, the truth that's being spread is about the second coming of the Lord and the destruction of the current world system. If you read earlier in those verses in chapter 3, you'll hear Peter talking about the whole world going up in smoke. And if people want to miss what I call the smoking section, hell's fire and eternal judgment in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, they need to come to Jesus the Savior. This truth didn't fit well with some of the current philosophies, yet Peter doesn't back off. I like what Peter says about the Lord's patience being salvation. The longer the Lord delays, the more people can get delivered from the smoking section. Now, the devil doesn't want that type of truth or teaching to go forth. So the devil does all he can to pervert truth or conceal it. Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, make you free." So without knowledge of truth, one is in bondage. It's possible to be in bondage and not know it, to think you are free, but you're not. And that's hurt. Either way, one can still miss the rapture. How many people in our world, in our religious systems, are content to continue along the line of limited knowledge or no knowledge, when the whole truth, the full truth of God's love and redemption and life in Christ is knocking at the door of their hearts? So Peter is pushing to the people, let the truth in so you can be saved. To keep it out leaves one vulnerable, because one might say they do not care to know truth, does not exempt one from the consequences when Jesus comes. My lack of knowledge of a matter does not prevent that matter from manifesting itself, whether it's physical or spiritual. Consequences do not check with us. They impact us. Hallelujah. I can walk out of the church onto the expressway not knowing there is a semi headed my direction, and in the lane I am strolling in, and you know what will happen if I don't move over before it gets to me, or if the semi does not break or switch lanes, you know the consequences. I'll end up having a closed casket service because what I did not know hurt me. And it's that way in life, in the Lord's work. Let me leave a couple of bright, brief blessings. Number one, camaraderie goes further than competition. In the text I read, Peter calls Paul a dear brother. They are not bumping heads. Peter recognizes and respects Paul's teachings and writings as God-given and wisdom-filled, just like his. Peter is a comrade. He's not a competitor. He's not bashing and trashing Paul. He's not undermining the circulation of Paul's letters throughout the churches. On the contrary, Peter is endorsing and complimenting and congratulating and commending the church to embrace truth from an apostolic, credible source. Camaraderie goes further than competition. It's bad when you get so locked into one voice that you can't receive others, or you are so full of yourself that there's no room even for Jesus. Indeed, we all have favorites, but not to the extreme that others are fruitless or futile. We're all comrades. Hallelujah. We're not competing. There are different degrees and levels of effectiveness, energy, and even intelligence. But God gets glory out of it all. Don't turn ministry or friendships into competition, because we're all carrying and peddling the same goods, a gospel of love, life, light, hope, holiness, redemption, and richness. Camaraderie goes further than competition. But this also leaps from the lesson tonight. Understanding comes with effort. Listen to what Peter writes. His letters, referring to Paul's, contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort. Folk were running around talking about, that's not the word of God for your lives. It's too hard to comprehend. If it was God's word, you'd understand it. Ours is the right way, end of quote, and it was not. Know this, my brothers and sisters, what God has for us is for us, but we have to get it. To Joshua, the Lord tells him, I've given you the land, given you the land. It's yours, but now you got to get up and go get it. Every place your foot shall trod, it's yours. Don't you get the lesson tonight? Good things come with effort. God never makes any truth hard to understand. You just need the Holy Ghost to turn on the light and go and get it. To know the will and the word and the ways of God, you just might have to come to Bible class, open the Bible, and allow the teacher to guide you, because understanding comes with effort. You can shout and speak in tongues and fall all over the altar every Sunday. Isn't that something? Folk don't know. Some don't know. They don't know and want to tell you what you need to know. Peter calls them ignorant and unstable. They're not ignorant in the sense that they are stupid, but they are ignorant in the sense that they are uninstructed. Hallelujah. And when you are not open to instruction, you are unstable. You can be swept up by the latest fads, and when it fades, it's on to the next one. Interesting word that is, fad, F-A-D, is just one letter short of fade, F-A-D-E, which may imply that fads don't last long. So understanding comes with effort. And then the final takeaway tonight is this. Opportunities come with obligations. Opportunities come with obligations. Peter says, dear friends, since you already know this, be on guard. What chance is the Lord giving you every day that you may be minimizing, trivializing, or even relegating to a later unpromised moment in time? What is God giving you today that you may be possibly kicking down the road. If you have an opportunity, you got a responsibility. Here we are in a time called post-pandemic church, post-pandemic believers, post-pandemic marriages, post-pandemic families, etc. Well, whether post or pre, we are still the Lord's. And the Lord has brought the whole world through a storm called COVID-19. Hallelujah. And that storm is moving out on the ocean and the sun is beginning to shine again. Some folk are still sitting on the sofa on Sunday, but they're in the mall on Saturday and in the restaurant on Friday. Earthquakes are shaking up Turkey, and the darkies are shooting up and terrorizing every major city in our nation. So in the language of Peter, the Lord has not returned. He's still being patient. Let us take the opportunity, therefore, and get as many folks saved as we can. That's the obligation with the opportunity. Because when the world goes up in smoke, it's too late for the church. Whether we know it to be the truth or not, the consequences can be devastating. And that's the word of faith which I teach tonight. What we don't know can hurt us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.